Peter said in his sermon on Pentecost, Acts chapter 2, "It shall come to pass that everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. He goes on to describe the crucifixion of Jesus, why he came to lay down his life as a substitute for sinners like us. To cry out to Jesus, to call upon his name, means to cry out for help. Say, I'm in trouble and I need to be saved. There's something from which I need to be rescued, and that's my own sin. The guilt, the shame, the consequences of what I've done against a holy and righteous God. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord being the name of God in the Old Testament, he applies it to Jesus. In the New Testament, wherever you see that word Lord, it's usually referring to Jesus Christ. Call out to Jesus, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world, and you'll be saved. Cry out to him and say, I'm a sinner and I need rescue. And there's nothing I can do to save myself. I'm crying out for help. I'm asking for you to come in and do everything that needs to be done to rescue me. Everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's what we celebrate as we gather Sunday by Sunday. To celebrate what Jesus did for us, that he paid the price in full. There's nothing we could ever add to it. We simply receive a free gift and enjoy that. So as we take communion, as we take the bread and the juice, symbols that represent Christ's body broken for us, represent his blood poured out as a sacrifice for my sins, that's what we reflect on. We reflect on what Jesus did for us. We remember what it cost him. And this is something for anyone who's trusting in him, to remember him by, to express our faith in him and say, I'm depending on what you did alone for my eternal salvation. So I'm going to invite the deacons to come. We'll serve you. If you're a believer, take a piece of bread, take a cup of juice, hold on to those. We'll receive those together in a moment. Let's thank him for what he's done for us. Jesus, you came to die. You came to lay down your life as a sacrifice, the only perfect sacrifice, the only one that could ever fully satisfy the wrath of God against a sinner like me. You willingly went to the cross, bearing my sin and my shame, so that I could be forgiven and accepted and loved and reconciled to a holy God. Thank you that anyone who simply cries out to you for mercy, cries out to you for rescue, you will rescue them. You will set them free from sin and death and hell, transform their lives and make them a new creation in you, created for good works. So Lord, we thank you. Thank you for this bread and this juice that helps us to remember what you did. In Jesus' name, amen. Jesus, what a mighty God you are. To conquer death by dying. To conquer sin by taking it all upon yourself. To pay my price. And set me free. We call upon your name this morning and thank you for the gift you've given us, eternal life. And we remember. Thank you. His body broken for you, take and eat. His blood poured out for you, drink and live.